Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for June 25th, 2012. In cryptid news, well, I think this could be a cryptid story, although it does contain an alien. A man in eastern Kentucky has reported small alien creatures in and around his home. The man describes the creatures as being the size of small children and having no facial features except for large oily eyes and lipless mouths. He feels these creatures live in nearby caves, and he believes there are at least five of these creatures on the loose. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, and yes, the man was able to photograph a track of one of the purported creatures. The track has three toes and has kind of got me stumped as to what it could be. Many are speculating this could be a wild pig that stepped back into its own tracks. Pigs have two toes, but I disagree, as I've seen wild pig tracks and deer tracks that have stepped into their own tracks again, and these are too clean, for lack of a better explanation. Is the track real? Will these aliens be captured? Will there be UFO sightings? Will I have to refile this as a UFO story? And will I ask another question? Stay tuned. And in other news, the mystery object that sits at the bottom of the Baltic Sea is back in the news again this week. Surprised? The claim of the spaceship is now over, and the Ocean X team admits that this is a strange geological formation. The team hinted that the object still holds many secrets, as it appears to not only be a meteor-like rock, but it contains no silt on top of it, which it should, and there are strange, smaller rocks seemingly arranged around it, as well as tool marks and straight lines on the larger rock. To add further to the mystery, there appears to be a pillar that is holding up a 200-foot-wide object. This will be an ongoing story for weeks to come, for sure. And I apologize for the short Paranormal News Insider report this week, but over the last weekend I was out on the road at the first Forensic Ghost Excavation Congress Convention in Brunswick, Maryland, held by former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, John Sable. I presented a bit of history into the culture of ghost investigation, where it is going, and where I feel the direction needs to go. And I'll have more of a report about the convention next week, as well as more paranormal news. As always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, just let me know, and I will talk about it. You can reach me at insider@paranewsinsider.com or on Facebook. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.